I'm Brad Klein. You're listening to WLVR, and I'm delighted to speak with ukulele virtuoso Jake Shimabukuro, who joins us from his home in Hawaii. Welcome, Jake.
Aloha. Thanks for having me on.
The Jake Shimabukuro Trio will be playing at Music Fest Cafe, Steel Stacks, Bethlehem, thanks to Arts Quest, on Tuesday, February 18th. Hey, I'm really looking forward to the show.
Yeah, me too. Very, very excited. You know, we've been just kind of working up the live arrangements of the songs from the new record, and it's just been so much fun.
That's great. I'm going to come back to the new CD Trio in a moment, but let me give a little background. Even if you don't think of yourself as a ukulele fan, you may know my guest from a casual video, or at least it looked casual, that he made about 15 years ago in Central Park, where he just shreds the George Harrison classic While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Jake, is it an exaggeration to say that video changed your life?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, it was truly amazing. You know, it was back in 2005, and YouTube had just come out. And someone, until this day, I don't know, who initially did it, but someone took a video clip and put it on YouTube. And it went viral, and I think it was just... I was just very lucky, and the timing was good. But the funny thing is that when that video first came out on YouTube, the initial video, all it said was, it didn't even have my name on it. It just said, Asian guy shreds on ukulele. You know, so it's funny that you were saying, shredding on the George Harrison song. But that's exactly what it said, Asian guy shreds on ukulele. And that's the video that went viral and really changed my life.
Well, and George Harrison played uke too. I've seen a picture. I at least know he owned a uke.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that I always tell people is that he was such an ambassador of the instrument, and he loved the ukulele so much that I feel like George Harrison had a hand in that video going viral, because that was his way. I kind of feel like I was very fortunate in the sense where he just kind of, used me to help spread his mission.
Oh, and that's sweet.
And so I feel like, even up there in heaven, he was still being the ambassador and spreading the joy of the ukulele to
yeah,
people.
Yeah. Well, the ukulele, or the ukulele, as you're saying, the Hawaiian pronunciation, the correct pronunciation, I should say. I've seen you playing a slightly larger ukulele than most people see, I think a tenor ukulele. Is that still your main instrument?
Yeah, it was always my dream, to play the four-string tenor, and it was a Kamaka ukulele that for me, the Kamaka family, they've been making ukuleles for over 100 years, and they were like, that was like the Excalibur of ukuleles.
That's
when
so
I
great.
Was when I was growing up, and that's still what I play today, a Kamaka tenor ukulele, four-string tenor.
Let's talk about the album Trio, which drops on February 14th, Valentine's Day, just a few days before you come to the Lehigh Valley. The first one on the CD is When the Masks Come Down.
Yeah, this one, was, we were just, I don't know, probably we were listening to a lot of Led Zeppelin or something before we wrote this piece. But, we truly just wrote this one in the studio, and we just started improvising and trying to come up with parts, and we literally just said, okay, let's start in D minor and see where it goes. I really like that tune because I think that it presents the ukulele in a very different way.
That's great.
And and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the instrument or anything like that, but I to me it's just a new sound for the instrument, to my ears anyway.
Yeah, I don't think you could be disrespectful to the ukulele. The other song that I loved was tell me if I'm pronouncing it right, Wailale?
Oh, yes, Wailai.
A Wailai.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Israel Kamakaviwole also did a beautiful rendition of that. You know, he's the one that did Over the Rainbow. This song was always a dear song to me because I remember one year when I was in Japan, I had been away from Hawaii for about, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 months. And
wow.
I was in Japan.
Yeah.
And it just made me realize how much I missed home. And that's when I told myself, you know, to always try to maintain that balance of traditional and non-traditional music on the ukulele.
Beautiful. That's so great. Jake Shimabukuro will be playing the Lehigh Valley February 18th with his trio at the Music Fest Cafe, Steel Stacks, thanks to Arts Quest. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Jake.
Oh, no, thank you. This was such a pleasure, and I'm really looking forward to the show, and I think we may even have a Bohemian Rhapsody sing-along. So,
all right, I'll start rehearsing.
Yeah. Memorize the lyrics when you come.
That's right. There's time.
But, yeah.
All
right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Okay, aloha.